you deny me something? Well, I've got plenty. You're the one who's missing out, but you won't notice until after 5 years. If you live that long, you'll wake up all loveless. I dare you to take me on. I dare you to show me your powers. I'm so bored with cowards that say they want and then they can't tender. Just can't handle. You can't handle love, baby. You can't handle love. It's obvious. You can't handle. I dare you to take me on. I dare you to show me your palms. I'm so bored of that say they want, then they can't handle. You can't handle love, baby. You can't handle love. It's all. You can't handle. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes, but the clock's held 9:15 for hours. Sunrise, sunrise, couldn't tempt us if it tried, 'cause the afternoon's already come and gone. And I said, who? I'm sure it's written all over my face. Surprise, surprise, never something I could hide. When I see we made it through another day, then I say, who?
Take that last sip of water.
I really had to. I had to quench my thirst right then.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, wait, really quick, you guys. This is Mess Machine, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
I can't hear anything.
Once again, Mia's headphones are broken.
No, I figured it. I just had to turn the volume.
Today, I woke up, and I looked out the window, and it was snowing, and I think that ruined my life.
Are you serious?
A little bit, yeah. And then I've been receiving videos from other people because I have expressed multiple complaints in the past about it snowing in April. People saying, look, Mila, it's snowing. So just every hit after hit every single day or every single hour today.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say our show today should be, it's sort of like warm and soft and like you've just drank a cup of tea. It's raining outside and you're chill with it. Everything's kind of tranquil and calm, even though I know that that's not true, because if you're graduating, you're in panic, and if you have finals, you're in panic.
We bring this up every show every at this show. Point, and it is getting kind of bad. I think we should stop.
Guys, sorry, we're seniors.
Oh, sorry.
That's all we think about.
Ooh.
If you guys want to
give
us beautiful gifts or something like that, yeah, just send it to WMFO Tuesday at 11:59.
Yeah.
AM.
What?
Just have them send it the second before we start.
Oh, so that we get
we can do like a live unboxing of all the gifts that people send us.
Right.
Our 25 listeners.
Right.
Okay. Anything you want to say?
Not so much. I am excited for the show. I think that it's going to be a good, calm reset.
Yeah.
Because this morning was hectic for me.
Oh, yeah.
So, as always, we need this as much as you guys need this.
Yes, we do. We always kind of express our emotions and feelings and experiences over our shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys end up resonating with those, but it really does. Sometimes. I walk away feeling therapized. Just a little bit.
You don't need therapy. WMFO is free.
so free, you guys. We're actually an educational radio.
And it's free.
So free. Yeah. But I will say, today I'm hoping that by the end of our show, everyone sort of feels a bit more like calm and at peace. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I think taking a moment to breathe is always important, because I feel like a lot of times you try to distract yourself from the amount of stress that you have by doing things that don't really matter, and those things don't necessarily make you feel any less stressed. Like, what is it, like going on TikTok or scrolling on your phone or texting people. Mm-hmm. So maybe just for now, if you have a second, take a second and listen and take a deep breath, and try to do nothing for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or for the whole hour.
Or for the whole, if you're really committed to it, like Zen meditation type situation.
Exactly. You just heard
Norah Jones' Sunrise.
And this is Morning Sun. Thanks for tuning in.
We got that sunny morning waiting on us now. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We can be very free. Just take it from me. Honey child, let me tell you now, child, that morning sun is here to greet us with a loving light so warm. That morning sun is here to meet us, waiting on the waking up of everyone. She ain't gonna quit till you're smiling now. Let me tell you, child. Let me tell you, honey, child. That morning sun has come to greet you. She's peeking round the corner, just waiting just to meet you. Shining down on all your troubles. Let me tell you, child. Let me tell you, honey, child. 'Cause this world wasn't made for dreaming. This world wasn't made for you. This world made for believing in all the things you're gonna do now, honey, child. Let me tell you now, child. This world wasn't made for dreaming. This world wasn't made for you. This world made for believing in all the things you're gonna do now, honey, child. Let me tell you now, child. Ah, honey, child. Let me tell you now, child. Ah, honey, child. Tell your child. Let me tell your child. Let me tell your child.
listening. Was there when the rain tapped it way down your face? You were a miracle, I was just holding your space. World time has a way of throwing it all in your face. The past she is haunted, the future is laced. Heartbreak, you know, drives a big black car. I swear I was in the backseat, just minding my own. Come like rain. They won't stay, they won't stay for too long now. This could be all that we know of love and all. Well, you were a dancer and I was a rag. The song in my head, it was all that I had. Hope was a letter I never could send. Well, love was a country we couldn't defend. Through the carnival, we watched them go round and round. All we knew of home, clowns. Oh, well, you were a magazine, I was a plain Jane, just walking the sidewalks covered in rain. Love to just get into some of your stories, me and all my plain Jane glory. Just me and all.
Terrible day, so I'll come and pick you up outside of Close to you. believe me, I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face, hold me, console me, and then I'll leave without a trace. Come on, don't leave me, it can't be that easy, babe.
So well, please get me out of the depths of hell. When I get home, I'm gonna sell you my soul. When I get home, when I get home, when I get home.
Power and everything else that depend on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there is some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
In Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, you, ooh,
our TV door. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd even do. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd even do. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Why'd you have to leave? tell me that I meant something to you. Oh, I can't do this
don't know why I didn't come. I I didn't come.
Black and white. Try to keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. No, I can't, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Don't know how else to say it, don't wanna see my parents go. Generations length away from fighting life out on my own. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Just begun. Had a talk with my old man, said help me understand. He said turn 68, you renegotiate. Don't stop this train, don't for a minute change the place you're in.
or suffer, and I still call you about my big sore sweet tooth. Suffering, I still call you about my big sore sweet tooth.
For everyone listening who had to just experience that, it was an accident. I don't know what happened. I looked at Mia a second ago. I was like, we should talk.
I was doing my Duolingo. I couldn't talk.
Doing her Duolingo, and now I have nothing to say.
Oh, but you had something to say a minute ago.
I don't know what I have to say. It usually just kind of comes to me.
Yeah.
But I will say, I think that, here's my point. I think everyone should talk more. On the terms
you said this last week.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Because I think it's true. But not, like, talk to each other, just in general. I think that, like, I wish I experienced other people's random thoughts more often. Because imagine how much better you would know someone if, like, because, okay, we're all living in our own heads and hearing all of our own thoughts.
Yeah.
And that, like, becomes exhausting and annoying. But imagine, like, other people who aren't living in your head, who don't ever hear your thoughts. And, like, what about all the thoughts that make you laugh to yourself? And, like, all of the things that you think are interesting that you don't share because you're like, I don't want to be too chatty. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, this is random. It doesn't make any sense. I feel like people should share their inside mind thoughts to their outside audience more often. And I feel like we would get to know each other better, even if it's not, like, on a deep level. But, you know, I think it'd be more fun. What do you think?
I think that I could make that happen. I just... Like, when I have random thoughts, my first inkling is not to, like...
Say anything.
Yeah, to say them.
I think it depends on who I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm with certain ones of my friends, you know, or certain people that I love very, very much, you know, I'll be like, guys, that tree looks like a mushroom. Everyone's like, why does that matter? Like, I don't know, I just thought you should
know. But wouldn't you feel more inclined to say those kinds of things if people were like, didn't say negative things towards that?
Yeah, but that's not the point. Wait, didn't say negative. What negative?
If they were, because you said they would be like, oh, why does that matter? You know,
that's true. Yeah, you would be more inclined. I think we should just be more open about the things that we share and less controlling of our own thoughts and feelings in a public sphere. Because I think people would just be having more fun. I've been really focusing on doing things that give me joy,
mm-hmm.
and like encouraging my friends and like the people around me to like just have fun, like do things that make, even if it's sort of a bad choice, even if you're not necessarily like, you know, you can't really justify what you're doing. I think that like doing random things for the fun of it can be really enjoyable, mm-hmm. and can improve your life in a lot of ways.
Definitely.
Because you feel like once you do it more and more often, you feel less pressured about every choice. And I don't know about you guys, but I have terrible decision fatigue and struggle. Not that's not true. But, like, I can't make a choice. You know what I mean? Like, I struggle to... Either I know exactly what I want, or, like, I genuinely cannot, gun to my head, make a choice about anything. So I feel like little choices for no reason would make that easy.
Yeah, it gears you up to, like... Be tuned into what you want.
Yeah.
If you're making choices based on what you want all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to do that. A lot of the times, like, you have so many other factors that you're considering that's, like, outside of what you want, which is what I struggle with. Like, there's something that I want, but, you know, what if someone else doesn't want that? Like, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, you're thinking about every single, like, possible result of every decision that you make.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, making decisions about things, to do things that, like, genuinely have no, like, don't matter whatsoever. You know what I mean? Like, even little things. Like, I'm going to decide to skip instead of walk today, which I wouldn't do. Just because
so if you
like,
see some weirdo skipping.
Hold on, guys.
That's Mila.
That's definitely not Mila. It's definitely not. It's definitely Mia in wearing a wig. No. But no, actually, honestly, no, I'm standing by it. I'm actually going to go back to that. I'm going to back it up. Digging my heels in. If you're skipping around campus, girl, all the power to you.
Like,
please.
Yeah.
If I saw someone skipping, I'd be like, that girl just had the best day of her life. She's inspiring me to have a better day. You know? And like, I also think like when you do experience other people doing really weird things, like quote unquote really weird things, and I mean that in a good way, but like things that like kind of break the mold of your perception in that moment, something you wouldn't have expected to see, I do think it makes your day better. And then you go and you like tell other people about what you've just seen and be like, oh, that was really cool.
Sometimes that's just out of judgment, and then
but then those people are just introducing negativity. Like if you're doing something and someone says something negative to their friends about it, right, that's introducing negativity into their own lives. And as long as you don't let, when I was younger, I had this mentality of like, as long as you don't let someone else's negativity affect you, you can just do anything. I was a very positive child. I don't know what happened, but but like as long as you like they are inflicting their own negativity upon themselves, and so why accept that? Just don't. Just have like don't just ignore it. And this extended to even like cutting off friendships that I felt were, you know, when I was younger, you know, people would act in a way that not like they would be making their